At first, Karen Campbell didn't even consider the possibility she had COVID.
I had fallen and I thought I broke a rib. That's how it started.
Her doctor took a chest x-ray and called for a COVID test because Campbell was also running a fever. It came back positive. But Campbell, who is 61, isn't sure how she got exposed to the coronavirus. After the pandemic began, she limited her activities to essential errands and her job as a home health aide.
And then after 3 days, I was having a hard time breathing, kept running a temp, lost my appetite, and just, I felt like I was out of my head, you know.
Campbell lives with her daughter, Kenley Coleman, in Marion, a small city in southern Illinois. Coleman also tested positive for COVID-19, but only experienced minor symptoms. Coleman noticed her mother's struggles and took her to a hospital that was on COVID lockdown.
I couldn't even go in with her. I had to pull up at the emergency, you know, exit. And pretty much I got out and just told them, you know, she is COVID positive.
Campbell doesn't remember that trip to the ER at Heron Hospital or the early part of her stay, but she does remember the staff who took care of her in the COVID ICU.
I just remember one, he was an RN. His name was Casey. He was firm, you know, about the stuff he was telling me to do, you know, keep breathing. And he would just hold my hand or pat it. And, you know, he was just always talking to me.
Casey Goines, who volunteered to work on the COVID unit, remembers her as well and how fast her symptoms worsened.
But with Karen, she went down here very quickly. But the thing I most remember about Karen was she was such a fighter.
As Campbell continued to get sicker, doctors and nurses told her family she might not pull through.
Telling them that, you know, we're going to do our best, but this might not be the best outcome is probably one of the most heart-wrenching things you could ever tell a family in your life.
Campbell says the turning point came when she received treatment with convalescent plasma and remdesivir. It was a risk because she was the first patient at Southern Illinois Healthcare to do so. Still, she had a long road ahead. She'd lost a lot of weight and was so weak even things like sitting up and eating were a challenge. Goines was there for her.
It was just crazy, you know, when I started feeling better, then, you know, Casey was like, okay, you're going to sit up today. And I was thinking, oh my God, that's hard.
Campbell spent nearly a month in the hospital. 2 weeks of that were spent doing rehabilitation. She left the hospital in late June, but still has outpatient therapy, where she works on walking without a mobility aid and regaining her strength. That long recovery is common among COVID patients. At Yale's post-COVID treatment program, patients have breathing problems, irregular heart rates, muscle aches, and difficulty concentrating. And research into other coronaviruses has shown high rates of post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and anxiety 6 months following severe cases. Campbell isn't discouraged.
Sometimes, you know, I get a little wobbly, but I'm good, I think.
She hasn't figured out if she'll be able to return to work. She wants to, but her daughter isn't as convinced.
I just was like, nope, I don't think you should go back. I'm not ready for you to go back. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's not my call. That is what she wants to do.
She's still a fighter. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Steph Whiteside.